Have you ever felt like you had to separate your faith from your business? Like you had to hide it from your coworkers because you were worried about what they would think? I've been there. And trust me, this is not easy to figure out how to show up authentically without coming across the wrong way, especially in this politically charged world where everybody has their own viewpoints and they have their own perspectives on things. Today, I want to talk about how to inject your faith in your business in a way that feels natural, authentic, and impactful. One of the things that's important when you think about work and the corporate environment especially is culture. Culture is probably the number one determining factor on if you're going to succeed or not. But when you think about culture, it can be a sensitive topic because on one hand, you want to fit into the culture, right? You want your boss and your coworkers to like you enough to want to work with you. But at the same time, you want to bring the most authentic part of yourself to that role. The problem with that is that's not always welcome. Regardless of what the HR policy document says, sometimes when you bring your authentic self to the work environment, it can sometimes be a hindrance. Now, the challenge is, are you okay with that? In the book Flamestarter, I talk about being willing to and understanding how you present and being open and accepting how people perceive you. Because that's not always the same thing. You could present yourself one way, but be received completely differently. So when it comes to faith, how do you inject this? How do you show up as your true authentic self without running the risk of alienating who you are? So here's my thing. Faith is a part of who you are. It shapes how you see the world, how you make decisions, how you serve. So why wouldn't you also inject that into your business? There are two sides of this coin. If you're in corporate America, part of your role is to abide by and to adhere to the rules and regulations. What I mean is if the policy says that you cannot pray at the lunch table or in the cafeteria, then you have to abide by that. And if that is a strong enough deterrent for you, then you have to make that decision on if that's the right workplace for you. My thing is we have to prioritize our faith. It is non-negotiable. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to be okay with the fact that some people will want to do business with you because of your faith. Some people may not want to do business with you because of your faith, and you have to be okay with that. But honestly, faith isn't about what you say. It's about what you do. The best way that I've seen to inject your faith into your business is to live out your values every single day. For example, how you treat people, treating people with integrity, being honest, treating people with kindness, showing up with excellence, serving others, putting others before yourself, right? These are ways that you inject your faith without stating your faith necessarily. Now, over the years, I've changed my stance on this. I used to think that people who are very forward and with their faith in who they are, I used to be a little bit turned off by that. I used to wonder, as the old saying goes, you get more bees with honey than with flies or with crap, if I could say that. But I'm kind of in the middle on that. I think some people, they're called to be bold, upfront, shout it from the mountaintop type of personalities. But some people are called to be more subtle, more not behind the scenes, but more intrinsic, if you will, with how they weave in their values and their faith. And neither is wrong. I think there's space for both. I think the key is understanding which one you are, which one is authentic to you. I tend to be somewhere in the middle. As you can see, for example, I have on a cross necklace. Some people wear crosses as a fashion statement. I have a cross bracelet. Again, some people wear those as a fashion statement. I wear them as both a fashion statement and person statement or a value statement. It represents part of who I am. Can't tell you how many times I've been on a call or taking a meeting and people notice I have a hat that I wear that gives you a hint of who I am and what I believe. I'm also very vocal on social. At times I'll share scriptures or I'll share what I'm praying for and things like that. And so for me, that's how I incorporate it into my business. Excellence is a value for me. I look at everything I do and I do it as unto the Lord. So I think the important part is understanding where you sit on the spectrum, praying and asking God to give you clarity on how to best represent Him in your work. So the other thing that I think about when I think about faith and injecting it into my work is my faith or your faith isn't something that you just believe. It's something that drives your purpose. I believe that my purpose, and again, I always share how you have a general purpose and you have a specific purpose. My general purpose is to know God and to make God known. My specific purpose is to help purpose-driven entrepreneurs master themselves so they can master their business. So that is my purpose. Now, that mission is rooted in my faith, and that's what keeps me grounded. That's what keeps me going when things get hard. That's what keeps me going when people get on my nerves, because they do all the time, because people are people. That's what keeps me going. That's my North Star, because I know that I'm called to help entrepreneurs, purpose-driven entrepreneurs specifically, master themselves so they can master their purpose. So if you lead with service, right, faith and service go hand in hand. One of the best ways is to lead with a heart of a servant. Look at Jesus. He was the most bold person on the face of the planet, but he was a servant. Even when people would call him good, he would say, he would back away from it and say, well, why do you call me good? No one is good. And so, but he was the kind of leader that would wash his disciples' feet. How many of you are willing to wash your team members' feet? Not literally, of course, because that's just weird, but conceptually, right? How do you serve the people that are a part of your organization? How do you look out for them and what they want in their best interest? Doing that, I guarantee you, you're going to stand out because most people, most leaders, most managers don't do that. So service alone is going to let people know that there's something different about you. And just remember that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in other words, you don't see it yet. So faith literally means believing in something that you can't see yet, but you believe is going to be true one day, right? So what does this look like in terms of entrepreneurship and business? This might look like you have a new team member and you do the interview, everything goes well, and you get them and they start on day one. A week goes by and you quickly realize that they may have oversold themselves on their resume and they really can't do the things as good as they said they could. Faith means they're here. How do you help them get better? How do you demonstrate one of the fruits of the Spirit, which is patience, and help them get to the next level? And conversely, how do you help them leave well if they can't get up to speed in the time that they need to, right? So part of this is really understanding how to end things in a way that serves both people. So again, faith isn't just about what you do when things are good. It's also what you do and how you go through the process when things don't go the way you thought they would go. So that's what I got for you. Those are some of the ways when I think about how to inject faith in my business. Obviously, there's a lot more that we can go into maybe in another episode, but those are the top things that when I think about injecting faith into my business that I think about. So if you haven't already, take the 5-day challenge, for the 5-day mastery challenge. And also, if you've already taken it, I want you to look into the VIP upgrade, because you're going to get 5 micro coaching days with yours truly, and we're going to get you on the path to mastery. So I appreciate your time and your attention, and we'll talk with you next time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, can I get a